Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Oh, I'm exhausted. I cleaned out half of my basement today. And I threw a lot of stuff away. I still have the other half and behind stairs and what else? Actually what I'm doing is I'm sorting through stuff and throwing stuff that, you know, is like just junk away. But a friend of mine is having a garage sale. Basically what that is, or a rummage sale, yard sale. You just put the stuff that you don't want out in your yard, your garage, and you sell it. And, a lot of the big neighborhoods have them, so you have a group of houses or subdivisions that they have, and they usually have like a map with the addresses listed, and a lot of people walk, and you know, they'll sell food and pop and water, and so I'm sorting out through stuff because I have so much stuff, and then I had leftover furniture from our rental property that, well, she was my friend. Don't ever do business with your friends. I've known that, but I've broken the rules. And we're not friends anymore, but she left a lot of her furniture in the apartment when she left. Like a baker's rack and a vanity. Oh, I forgot. There's some stuff in the apartment building that I needed to get. Some stuff that goes like in the bathroom over the toilet bowl, then you can put towels or whatever on it. And she left a futon frame and a dresser. I can't remember what else. Oh, half the stuff we just left in the apartment when we sold it. And she left a lot of personal stuff in the basement. But anyway, I'm going to get rid of all that, sell that. And I went through, I used to do a lot of scrapbooking. It was a hobby back in 2004 when I had my motorcycle accident. I had to have something to keep me busy, so I did a lot of scrapbooking at the time. And then I ended up going back to work and I kind of lost interest, but I had a lot invested. Have you ever noticed when you have hobbies, you spend buku bucks to keep up that hobby? You have to have this tool and you have to have that thing. And it was just, it was crazy. And I think it was just a fad because there used to be so many stores that catered to just scrapbooking and making cute little papers with your pictures. And now who develops pictures? I still have two 35 millimeter cameras. One is a Pentax and the other one's a Canon. I just love them. But I don't, you know, everybody's digital now. So does anybody even take pictures, you know, that you print out? I mean, it's, you can get them from Walmart and you can actually have them printed on your own printer. I don't do that. That's just too much work. It's probably really easy for some people, but for me, it's just too much work. I'd rather go take my little 35 millimeter roll, drop it in the paper and have Walmart develop it somewhere else and then bring it back a couple days later. But anyway, so I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff, and this week I've just been really busy and haven't had anything really to say. But I've been listening to everybody's boos, and congratulations to Mac on his anniversary, and I just love that song by Oliver. It's one of my favorites from the musical Hair. And congratulations to Dean for selling his car without, you know, pulling all his hair out on dealing with the eBay thing. And I forgot. Oh, and I just listened to, well, I only have seconds left, so maybe I'll do another one. Laterness, people.